This is the fourth program in a series that I organized here at the Drawing Center called Drafts. My name is Kagan Sparks. The series is in collaboration with the Reanimation Library of Brooklyn, which is an independent, non-circulating library founded by Andrew McCone. And it began with a collection of discarded or pedestrian books that were out of print or out of circulation, which Andrew acquired from thrift stores and stoop sales, and selected for their remarkable visual content in the way of line drawings, black and white, and color photography, scientific, medical, and technical diagrams, etchings, charts, and graphs, and hand-drawn illustrations. Most of the books, including instruction manuals, hobbyist books, broader general interest encyclopedias, carry the distinct visual aesthetic of printed matter from the 1950s to the 1970s, before computer-generated graphics and more high-quality photography became the primary modes of illustration in books. So, the series is based around selections from this archive of images. And I'll show you the images soon. I'll just explain a little bit about how the structure of the programs, like, holistically within the series work, and then I'll introduce the specific presenters for tonight. So when I was formulating the series, instead of including only artists who draw, I decided to make an evolving set of images the constant factor among the programs, allowing responses in a variety of forms. In doing so, I wanted to emphasize the operative or epistemological function of drawing, not so much as a physical medium, but as a draft, an embryonic stage of conceptualization or testing ground for an idea. You'll notice that most of the images involved don't look like what we think of as drawings, but rather a lot of them are in color. Some of them are hand-drawn, but a lot of them are photography, actually. I also wanted the series to be sort of self-generative instead of top-down in its organization. So I formulated a structure where a number of curators select groups of images in tandem, each recontextualizing an image from the preceding set according to their own criteria. So this makes sense to some of you who have been here before, and I'm sorry that I don't have my visuals, but it's a set of 9 images. I selected the first 9 from this vast and sort of eclectic archive. And then the next person that I invited, which is Erica Bowne, who's here, she took one of those images and made a new set around that one image with other images. And that happened several more times. So now it's the fourth iteration of that series. So each of them recontextualized an image from the preceding set according to their own criteria. Then I would work with these images, sometimes in dialogue with the selector, and program each event by inviting other artists to interpret them. In this way, the structure of the series resembles drafting, as the original set of images are progressively revised, and also has an element of caprice to contend with, because I don't know what direction it's going to take, and I can't sort of plan programs in advance of this feedback. So it registers also an alternate meaning of a draft as a current or moving air. So some information about this program in particular. Tonight's presentations are based on 9 images selected by editor, archivist, and writer Craig Dorkin, known for his poetry and scholarly work on new media and his curatorial role in 2 free online archives of radical art and writing, UbuWeb and Clips. He based his set not only on the content of an image in the preceding set, but on, or actually just not on the content of an image at all, but on the formal grid configured by the images as a group. I've arranged the images for each program in a grid of 9 squares. So he took that to be a typology in selecting a new set of images that contain grids. He also applied one other criterion, a reference to young animals, which among the set progresses toward human life. There are images of birds and pigs, and then you get to one sort of enigmatic image of actually a fetus in utero, and then there's an image of a child. And the last one is actually a chessboard, which was taken from a book called Computer Chess, and actually it's, I guess, one image of a still shot of a game being played between a human and an early chess machine, sort of early form of artificial intelligence. a film called Computer Chess about this very sort of culture that recently premiered at BAM, and it's now being shown at Film Forum for a couple of weeks. So I will show you the images later and just introduce the artists. First, we'll have Ben Timmon, whom I originally asked on the basis of his earlier work called Chess Story. But he has graciously agreed to begin a new line of inquiry, which he'll present